Norwich City 2, Luton Town. No.
Footballer facing on Forest. And it's called Give Him a Ball in a Yard of Grass. Give you a move for the perfect pass. Give him a ball and he had a space. He'll give you a move with godly grace. Very wet, so we could go up in flames any second. So I'd ask those of you drinking lager at the front, those of you drinking lager up the front, not to spill them all over the stage. Gonna do this one for you now. Don't be fucking rude. Hey. Okay, so we are musos. We're fucking professionals. We can do what we like. Okay. Okay, we're gonna do this one for you now. It's called And Don't Be Too Rough Now. Some other people are gonna get hurt. I'm in love with a football hooligan.
Good afternoon and welcome to a packed Olympic Stadium Munchen for the second leg of this exciting final. And here come the Germans now, led by their skipper, Nobby Hagel. They must surely start favourites this afternoon. They've certainly attracted the most attention from the press with their team problems. And let's now see their lineup. The Germans playing 4-2-4, Leibniz in goal, back four, Kant, Hegel, Schopenhauer and Schelling, front runners Schlegel, Wittgenstein, Nietzsche and Heidegger, and the midfield duo of Beckenbauer and Jaspers. Beckenbauer obviously a bit of a surprise there. And here come the Greeks, led out by their veteran centre-half, Heraclitus. Let's look at their team. As you'd expect, it's a much more defensive lineup. Plato's in goal, Socrates a front-runner there, and Aristotle as sweeper. Aristotle very much the man in form. One surprise is the inclusion of Archimedes. Well, here comes the referee, Kung Fu Tzu, Confucius, and his two linesmen, St. Augustine and St. Thomas Aquinas. And as the two skippers come together to shake hands, we're ready for the start of this very exciting final. The referee, Mr. Confucius, checks his sand, and they're off. Nietzsche and Hegel there. Carl Jaspers, number 7 on the outside. Wittgenstein there with him. There's Beckenbauer. Schelling's in there, Heidegger covering. Schopenhauer. And now it's the Greeks, Epicurus, Plotinus number 6, Aristotle, Empedocles, Epicurus, and Democritus with him. There's Archimedes, Socrates, there he is, Socrates. Socrates there, going through. There's a ball.
We'll be bringing you back to this exciting contest the moment anything interesting happens.
Well, there may be no score, but there's certainly no lack of excitement here. As you can see, Nietzsche has just been booked for arguing with the referee. He accused Confucius of having no free will, and Confucius, he say, name go in book. And this is Nietzsche's third booking in 4 games. And who's that? It's Karl Marx. Karl Marx is warming up. It looks as though there's going to be a substitution on the German side. Obviously, manager Martin Luther has decided on all-out attackers. Indeed, he must, with only 2 minutes of the match to go. But the big question is, who is he going to replace? Who's going to come off? It could be Jaspers, Hegel, or Schopenhauer. But it's Wittgenstein, who saw his auntie only last week. And here's Marx. Let's see if he can put some life into this German attack. Evidently not. What a shame. Well, now, with just over a minute left, the replay on Tuesday looks absolutely vital. And there's Archimedes. And I think he's had an idea. Eureka! Archimedes out to Socrates. Socrates back to Archimedes. Archimedes out to Heraclitus. He beats Hegel. Heraclitus, a little flick. Here he comes on the far post. Socrates is there. Socrates has scored. The Greeks are going mad. Socrates scores. But beautiful cross from Archimedes. The Germans are disputing it. Hegel is arguing that the reality is merely an a priori adjunct of non-naturalistic ethics. Kant, by the categorical imperative, is holding that ontologically exists only in the imagination. And Marx is claiming it was offside. But Confucius answers them with the final whistle. It's all over. Germany, having trounced England's famous midfield trio, Bentham, Locke and Hobbs in the semi-final, have been beaten by the odd goal. And let's see it again. There it is. Socrates heads in and Leibniz doesn't have a chance. And just look at those delighted Greeks. There they are, Chopper, Sophocles, Empedocles of Acragas. What a game he had. And Epicurus is there. And Socrates, the captain, who scored what was probably the most important goal of his career.
Time after time, I've done my sentence, but committed no crime. And bad mistakes, I've made a few. I've had my shouts and kicks in my face, but I've come through.
I need to go home.
Blackpool 2.
like a Jedi Knight. No, better than that, a Templar Knight. This is a flash of pure inspiration. And let me tip my hat to the genesis of this goal, Ibarra. Lionel only absolutely lights it up here. He lifts off it, flamethrowers it past. Poor Renny Vega. It's just as well Renny didn't get a hand to that, because it would have taken it off his wrist. Superlative football and an out of this world Benini sculpture of a finish. Majestical Argentina. Merciless, like Kathy Bates with that sledgehammer in that movie. Remember that, Misery?
City 1, Reading 3, Hull City 1, Sheffield United 2, Millwall 2, Southampton Town 3, Leeds United 4.
Identity. Son, we've always got room for a goon. There were Swedes to the left of him, Russians to the right. A Czech at the blue line looking for a fight. Brains over brawn, that might work for you. What's a Canadian farm boy to do?
It's somebody.
What else can a farm boy from Canada do?
It's somebody.
What's a Canadian farm boy to do?
It's somebody.
What else can a farm boy from Canada do? Hit somebody was what the crowd roared when Buddy the Goon came over the boards. Coach, he'd say, I wanna score goals. The coach said, Buddy, remember your role. The best guys get paid, they shoot and they score. Protect them, Buddy, that's what you're here for. Protection is what you're here for. Protection, it's the stars who score. Protection, go and kick somebody's ass. Protection, don't put the biscuit in the basket, just hit somebody. It rang in his ears, blood on the ice ran down through the years. The king of the goons with a box for a throw, a thousand stitches and broken bones. He never lost a fight on his high sea patrol, but deep inside Buddy only dreamed of a goal. Just wanted one damn goal. There were Swedes at the blue line, Finns at the red. A Russian with a stick heading straight for his head. Brains over brawn, that might work for you. What's a Canadian farm boy to do?
Hit somebody.
What else can a farm boy from Canada do?
Hit somebody.
What's a Canadian farm boy to do?
Hit somebody.
What else can season on his final night. Buddy and a Finn goon were pegged for a fight. 30 seconds left, and the puck took a roll. And suddenly, Buddy had a shot on goal. The goalie committed, but he picked his spot. 20 years of waiting went into that shot. Fans jumped up, and the Finn jumped too, and Cole Cock Buddy on his follow through. The big man crumbled, but he felt all right, 'cause the last thing he saw was the flashing red light. He saw that heavenly night. There were Swedes to the left of him, Russians to the right. A Czech at the blue line looking for a fight. Take care of your teeth, that might work for you. What's a Canadian farm boy to do?
It's somebody.
What else can a farm boy from Canada do?
It's somebody.
What's a Canadian farm boy to do?
It's somebody.
What else can a farm boy from Canada do?
It's somebody.
What's a Canadian farm boy to do?
It's somebody.
What else can a farm boy from Canada do?
A gift from the gods, he always has been. I've said it for a long time. For me, I said it at the start of this game, the greatest footballer in the world. I'll go to my grave defending that man. Some people love him, some people hate him. Who couldn't love this?
Nobody.
This is a Bernini sculpture of a goal, Pablo. It's perfection. If it had missed the target, you could have hardly blamed him, but he takes all of the responsibility on his own shoulders. He gates it heavenly. It's a magisterial hit by an artist, and he knows where his bread is buttered.
It hunters, it drinkers, along with the trotters, got scabbers on momentum, got scabbers on proud moments. Young voices from Kirk and Old, the cheers are distant, wearing thin.
Bravaro goal. This is an absolute concerto goal. The first one was brilliant. We're like living deja vu all over again.
this man down just to enjoy the action.
Some tricky commentary going on here.
Subutio out of the loft. He had all the accessories required for that big match atmosphere, the crowd and the dugout and the floodlights too. You'd always get palmed off with a headless centre forward and a goalkeeper with no arms and a face like his. To get hold of a Dukla Braga away kit, cause his uncle owned a sport shop and he kept it to one side. And after only 5 minutes, he'd be down to 10 men. Cause he'd sent off your right back for taking the face from under his left winger. And come to half time, you were losing 4-0. Each and every goal, a hotly disputed penalty. So he'd smash up the floodlights, and the match was abandoned. And the dog would bark, and you'd be banned from his house. And your travelling army of synthetic supporters would be taken away from you and thrown in the bin. Now he's working in a job with a future. He hands me my gyro every 2 weeks. Me, I'm on the lookout for a proper transformer. We'll be right back.
Actually, they're wearing gloves because I've witnessed bare knuckle boxing in a barn in Somerset about 3 years ago, and it was a sorry sight to see men goading them on in such a barbaric fashion, and I'm rather ashamed to say I was party to that goading. And two men fighting, as I saw in the barn that night, naked as the day they were born, fighting the way God intended, wrestling at points. I don't know if you've seen Women in Love, the marvellous scene by the fire. Kind of resemble that.
You've achieved something some people spend their whole lives trying to find. What you achieved, it's that ever elusive victory. And gentlemen, I am so proud of you. 4 months ago, I took a job.
That plan failed.
I came to teach boys, and you became me. League 2 continued, Barnet 1, Torquay United 0, Boston United 1, Notts County 2.
Thank you.
Leighton Orient 2, Stockport County 2.
Yesterday, a child came out to wonder. Caught a dragonfly inside a jar. Fearful when the sky was full of thunder. The seasons, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on a carousel of time. We can't return, we can only look behind from where we came and go. When you're older, must appease him, and promises of someday make his dreams. And the seasons, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on the carousel. Return, we can only look behind from where we came and go round and round and round in a circle again. 16 springs and 16 summers gone now. Cartwheels turn to carwheels through the town. Tell him, take your time, it won't be long now, till you drag your feet to slow the circles down. And the seasons, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on the carousel. We can't return, we can only look behind from where we came and go round and round and round in a circle. So the years spin by and now the boy is 20. Though his dreams have lost some grandeur, coming true. New dreams, maybe better dreams, and plenty before the last revolving year is through. And the seasons, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on a carousel of time. Return, we can only look behind from where we came and go round and round and round in the circle again. And go round and round and round in the circle again.
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be
have the dark at the end of a stone. There's a golden sky and the sweet silver sound of love. Walk on.